Say, we're privileged to have with us at this time a man who has kindly consented to stop by and give us a slogan for our program. Slogans are nothing new to our guest. He's Mr., am I reading this correctly, Arnold Shipper?
Shipper, yes.
A man who makes up slogans for a living. Hello there, and please, won't you make yourself welcome, Mr. Shipper?
Hello, Mr. Elliot.
Oh, no, now you start off on the wrong foot. I'm Mr. Goulding. That's Mr. Elliot asleep there.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, let's see. How do you want me to read the slogan you've made up for our program?
Well, I made it up, so I guess I can read it, huh?
Well, I meant no offense, Mr. Shipper. I just thought that we're being a member of the radio game, I could perhaps give the slogan a little more impact
now,
than you could.
If you think you could do it better.
No, it's not that at all, Mr. Shipper. I'd be delighted if you read the slogan.
Well, so far I haven't been able to do that, have I?
Please read the slogan, Mr. Shipper.
All right. Now you understand the problems in writing a slogan?
I can imagine. I once wrote a slogan for a dairy farm, and it was really tough sledding.
Well, then if you have an understanding of the problems involved, here it is. Listen to Bob and Ray as regularly as you would eat an apple a day.
Well, that seems more like a catch-all than a slogan, Mr. Shipper. Was it again, Mr. Bob and Ray's
regular? Shipper. And that certainly is a mild thing to say after I give you a free slogan.
Well, I don't want to sound like an ingrate, but perhaps there's another slogan from your fund of slogans. May I hear another one, please?
Actually, as I think about it, all of the slogans I've written are now being used by commercial concerns. I don't know whether you'd be able to use them on this program or not.
Well, then perhaps we could use them coincidentally with some of the firms you've written slogans for, maybe.
I don't know if that would do any good. Here's one I wrote last week for the Melody Plumbing Company. It goes, "You're ripe for a pipe at Melody, no matter what your type." I wonder if you could use that one, Mr. Goulding?
Well, I mean, I like it, but it doesn't seem to tell the story of the program. I mean, I'll take it if you don't have
any.
No,
I've got some more here. This one I did for a lead mine in Colorado. It goes something like this. "You'll sleep better knowing that your work is being made easier by lead." Then the firm name is mentioned after that.
Well, do you think a slogan like that would do us much good on this show?
It's up to you, Mr. Goulding.
Well, then I wish you'd go on, Mr. Shipper. Perhaps we can get a little closer to the feeling of our show.
All right. How about this one? "The cigar that's worth a million, and yet it's really worth a nickel."
Well, not quite. But you keep trying. Incidentally, I appreciate all this, you know.
Well, what a friend's for.
Well, that's right.
I didn't like you when I first came up here.
Right. Right. Now, because you are a friend, I don't think it's necessary for you to find a slogan for our program, even one that's used coincidentally.
Well, it's nothing. I can make them up at the snap of a finger. We'll get onto something here, boy, and it won't cost you a cent.
No, I...
How's this? I did it for the pelt soldering firm in Astoria, Long Island. Melt with pelt.
Hmm.
Can you use it?
We've been at this corner for some time, and heretofore we've gotten along
without
any slogan.
Well, that's been some of your trouble. Now, here's one you can use, I think.
We're running out of time, I see, Mr. Shepard.
Reminds me of the clock company I did a slogan for.
I'm sure it was suitable for them, but...
Went like this. Tell the time...
Please leave.
Tell the time with Herman Fine.
Go, please.